Jesus loves weddings. His first recorded miracle was at the wedding at Cana. It's recorded in John chapter 2. At the urging of his mother Mary, he saved the marriage party from shame when they ran out of wine, turning lots of water into lots of wine. Jesus loves marriage, and he defended marriage with a firm, clear teaching. And when asked about divorce, he flatly rejected it. Jesus explained that Moses had weakened in the face of public pressure and public opinion when faced with this same question, and Moses allowed divorce. Jesus does not back down, saying, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses wrote you this commandment permitting divorce. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." We know that this teaching was hard to accept even by the disciples, and it's even hard today. Afterward, when the disciples were alone with Jesus in the house, they asked him again about divorce, as if he was going to change his mind when he was with them alone. And once again, Jesus did not back down. He said clearly, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." This is Jesus' teaching on marriage and divorce. This is what the Bible teaches on marriage and divorce. This is the church's teaching on marriage and divorce. There is no other way for Christians to understand marriage and divorce and remain faithful to Jesus' teaching. While we're on the topic, allow me to address the issue of homosexual marriage. Bishop Fulton Sheen had a saying back in the 50s when he was on television. He'd say, "There aren't 100 people in America who disagree with the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, but there are millions who disagree with what they think the Roman Catholic Church teaches." Marriage is a very specific word in history, in culture, in most human cultures, certainly in Judeo-Christian cultures. Marriage is the union of one man and one woman for the good of the couple and the procreation of family. This is marriage. You can't break it apart and in one generation decide you're going to change it. Marriage is a sacred responsibility. The church's position on homosexuality is not hard to understand or accept. What other people say is the church's position might be difficult to accept, but the church's true position on homosexuality is not hard to understand. God loves all men and women. God loves men and women. He hates sin. He loves all men and women. God loves homosexuals and heterosexuals. The Bible and the Ten Commandments teach that adultery and fornication, sex outside of marriage, is sinful. It is chaotic. It creates painful disorder and havoc among peoples. We all know it. We all have it in our families. We're talking about infidelities, lack of personal discipline. This is painful. Chastity is the teaching of the church, the discipline of chastity. Most of you know, who've been here before, know that I'm a widower. I was married for 37 years. I lived a chaste life with my wife. I didn't leave a celibate life. I led a chaste life with my wife. Now I am a widower, and now I am a celibate widower, and I'm living chaste celibacy. That's my choice. It's also the teaching of the church. Don't allow others to distort the truth of Catholic teaching. It's very clear and very easy to understand.